drifting on the sea of heartbreak, trying to get myself ashore for so long, for so long. Listening to the strangest stories, wondering where it all went wrong for so long. We'll be right back.
you talk and they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, streaming online at wrct.org.
Sorry. get up in the morning slaving for bread, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh, poor Israelites.
I'm one of you now working for all. is madness, then I know I'm filled with gladness. It's gonna be rock fun. It's gonna be top fun. We'll be right back.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's dark in here, and the walls are closing in. I struck my last match, let it burn down till it bit my fingertips. And I remember the light, just a flash and then an ember. And a whisper of smoke curling up into the air and disappearing. It's dark in here, and the air is getting thin. My canary sang his last song, a pretty little tune. It echoes on and on and on inside my ear. It was a song of hope, it was a song of redemption. And that little yellow bird, with his last dying word, he sang forgiveness. And I'm sorry that I spent our time hiding underground. Pulls me down here, this familiar deep dark cavern. Keep repeating the same pattern. You above and me below. I say goodbye before I go. My last breath, at last I see the light.
Thank you. search anywhere. Happiness is here. Have your share.
Can see La Frontera from where I stand in line at El Comador. Just over that wall is a promised land hidden line at El Comador. It's a long, long way from my home to here. I was driven by hope and by fear. I pray to the Madre to hold back my tears in line at El Comador. I hold you and feed you here in my arms in line at El Comador. If I can stay strong, I'll keep you from harm in line at El Comador. We walk and we wait, we run and we ride, in daytime we rest and we hide. Now coyote tells me be ready tonight in line at El so hungry just 3 days ago in line at El Comador. We stand with our brothers we met on the road in line at El Comador. Sister Cecilia, welcome. sin, she leads us in prayer to begin. If we don't move tonight, she'll feed us again in light of El Comedor. Small as I am, midnight at El Comedor, she draws out the trail on the palm of my hand. Midnight at El Comedor, she says the new moon would help me to see, marks places where water will be. She tells me her friends will watch out for me. Midnight at El I can see La Frontera from where I stand, headlight at El Comedor. Just over that wall is the promised land, headlight at El
thinking. I stood up and said, I'll take them, like so many of my neighbors had before. I had no money, had no plan, but I had room and I had land, and I just could not do nothing anymore. Et la chambre solennelle, it's what we do. And for 400 years it's been the same. From the violence and fear, we Huguenots came here, seeking refuge on this isolated plain. Oh, the first came from the Spanish Civil War, when the Nazis and the Vichy came to power. Not a moment left to lose, we took in France's Jews and hid them in our nation's darkest hour. We hid them in our homes and in our farms, and our children sat in classrooms side by side. It's all the threats and danger, no one was a stranger. 7 years we resisted and defied. And when asked, why did we do it? What can we answer? Not so long ago we sought refuge too, and it's easy to decide with the gospel as your guide. To our history and our faith we must be true. In la chambre solennelle, it's what we do.
what you're made of. Tell me that we tried it all and came to this retreat. Say love, maybe what we gave up wasn't ours to spin around and wasn't ours to keep. But every time you say my name and lose my bearings, and I wouldn't dare to ask. Bargains turn to hard lines. Words go off like landmines and tear the earth apart. So we paid up, bet the rest to break us. Oh, what a way to wake up, reeling from the start.
Say the thing. Future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.